Listen to WGN Radio's newest podcast, Behind the Badge, Illinois, hosted by David Hochberg. Behind the Badge, Illinois views current events through the eyes of Illinois law enforcement leaders. Tune in. Visit WGNradio.com/behindthebadge.
Welcome back to Chicago. Thank you. First of all, I've read and heard you talk about Chicago as a food city, and it's really, it stands among the best, doesn't it? I think.
Well, yes, it's been, and it's only gets better and better and better, which is very interesting. But I think now that you have the James Beard Awards here in Chicago, the focus is even more on the Middle West, and it's exciting. I like to see that.
Is it the restaurants? Is it the creativity of the chefs?
I think it's all of that. And you're here in the Midwest, where much of America's food comes from. And I think that bringing the focus here is important. And it gives a chance to look at a different part of the United States that we might not forget about, but we might not focus on.
When people come here, you know, they want to try pizza here. They want to try hot dogs, you know, the Chicago, so-called Chicago
right.
foods. I love that you're going to have some pierogies, apparently, tonight.
Oh, of course. We love pierogies. and we have been eating Kasha's pierogies for a long, long time. In the audience, somebody else suggested another place that's a little closer by, so we'll probably get some of those for the plane ride home.
Yeah. Are people constantly bombarding you with, you know, places to eat,
oh,
and
of
foods
course.
That you must have?
Sure, but we ask, too. We want to know. And we'd rather spend, if we are on a trip, we would rather spend our time investigating that locale than sort of sitting in a car waiting for our appointment.
Yeah.
So we try to do as much investigation as we possibly can.
Yeah, I think that's great. I gave you a couple of Italian, off the beaten path Italian choices, too.
Oh,
so
good. Oh, thank you.
If your pierogies don't work out for you
thank
tonight.
You.
So tell me about the Wine and Food Expo. This is such a great idea for this time of year, especially.
It is. And I think in cold weather like this, to bring people all together into a nice warm atmosphere as we have here today is very pleasant. And it gives them a chance to visit a lot of different restaurants in a very short period of time, and restaurants which may be out of their budget in some respects, or just out of the proximity to their homes. So this gives them a lot of opportunity to learn. And we have quite a few different restaurants here today, as well as my seminar, my cooking demo, and other lovely things to do.
Yeah, it's there's a heightened awareness this time of year for food and cooking.
Well, the holidays challenge all of us. And to find a new idea, a new ingredient, something, maybe a new supplier for something like pies or cakes, might really be the right thing to discover in a place like this. So Gannett's been fantastic to work with on these festivals.
Yeah. I happened to walk out while you were doing your demo as you were demonstrating how you should put just a little bit of olive oil in what it was that you were cooking.
Oh, and the white beans that I was cooking?
Yeah, and the spout of the olive oil bottle that came off. And
right.
and I can't tell you how comforting that made me feel.
Oh, yeah,
that this even happens to Martha when you're cooking.
Somebody, the top wasn't the right top for that particular bottle.
Yeah.
But it's okay. We didn't ruin anything. It wasn't salt. The beans could take the olive oil, but Thomas covered up very nicely,
yeah.
saying that was the exact right amount. It wasn't. It was too much,
yeah.
but it wouldn't hurt them.
Have you had some kind of kitchen nightmare that stays with you, whether you were cooking something and something went wrong?
No nightmares like that. I mean, when I was a caterer and preparing food for other people, some things could go wrong. I remember once doing a lunch, a beautiful Moroccan lunch for Paul Newman. He was my neighbor and friend, and I catered for him and his wife. And I had made a whole lot of bastilla, like 12 different pigeon pies. And I put them out on a stone ledge to cool. And my dog, Little Bear, liked the bastilla, took a bite out of pretty much all of them.
Yeah.
That was not good.
That was not a good
thing.
No,
so they got wedges of, don't tell Paul, They got wedges of Bastilla instead of whole beautiful Bastillas.
Yeah, with doggy marks on them. What's Thanksgiving like at Martha's?
Oh, well, it's coming up in 4 days or 5 days.
Yeah.
I have 40 people coming, and I've planned the whole menu. It's all, the shopping lists are done. Tomorrow, I really go after all the tables, because 40 to sit down is, in my house, I have two dining rooms, and I have a porch that now that we can put tables out. So I'm dividing up, trying to figure out who sits where. And it's a big buffet. We set up the buffet in my kitchen. I have a lovely kitchen with a big, big counter, and everything, all the food goes on that counter.
Yeah. And will you actually cook some of this, or have people?
No. I have someone helping me, but I also am going to be cooking a whole lot.
Yeah.
But this week is a busy week. I have QVC on Monday night. I don't get home until like midnight. And then I have on Tuesday the Today Show, so that's an appearance that's going to take up the whole day, I think. And then, so I basically have Wednesday. So I have to do all my work Sunday and Wednesday.
Wow.
It'll be fun.
Yeah, what's on the menu? Yeah, I mean, is it traditional, or do you...
It's always tradition with a twist. The first course is a honey nut squash flan in the honey nut shell, which is those tiny little... They're not tiny, they're that big... butternut squashes.
Yeah.
And so it's a flan. It's served on a salad of red and white chicory and radicchio.
Wow.
With candied walnuts. And then we have three different turkeys with three different stuffings. And then we have a shaved Brussels sprout salad, an uncooked Brussels. It's a very delicious salad that my daughter loves and her daughter loves. And we have braised vegetables. We have braised red cabbage. We have potato puree, the pomme de terre puree, which everyone adores. It's very smooth and elegant. We have cornbread. We have cranberry molds in the shape of turkeys. We have, what else do we have? Sweet potatoes.
I want to back up to a couple of, yeah, well, what about dessert?
Oh, and we have lots of different pies. I'm doing lemon meringue pie. I'm doing a sweet potato pie with a meringue topping. We're doing apple pies and tarts. And the tarte au fromage, which is a French sort of a cheesecake and a tart shell.
Are you amazed how Brussels sprouts have come into their own?
Oh, brassica is good for you.
Right? Oh, it's fantastic. And I've always loved them. I never understood how people could eat them. And now everybody's eating them.
Oh, well, they finally discovered that they're very good for you.
Yeah.
So that's why. But I have always loved Brussels sprouts.
Yeah. And you say you have three different turkeys with three different stuffings. What kinds of stuffings are your favorites?
Oh, well, I like my old-fashioned bread stuffing that I learned from my mother, made out of a country loaf, bread and onions and apples and celery, and it's very delicious. Then we're doing a cornbread stuffing with chestnuts and a little bit of sausage. I can't do too much meat because my daughter and her two kids are vegetarian.
Mm-hmm.
And we also have, the best thing of all, turkey meatballs. I've never done meatballs for Thanksgiving.
Wow.
But my 12 turkeys, my big Tom turkeys, got a little bit too big this year, and we had to do away with them early on, and we ground all the meat, and it made the most delicious ground meat.
Wow.
So turkey meatballs made out of white meat of turkey.
Wow, that's
cooked
nice.
In a broth.
Nice. Oh, that sounds delicious.
Yeah.
What do you suggest? Is there one thing that somebody could try for their Thanksgiving table? You know, a Martha suggestion that would absolutely knock out all of their guests.
No, knock their socks off?
Knock your socks off.
Well, a good turkey, for example.
Yeah.
Either do my cheesecloth turkey 101, and that gives you a lacquered golden brown turkey with the skin's perfect, the bird is perfectly cooked, it's moist and delicious, or the parchment wrapped turkey.
Right.
That's another good one.
Yeah.
So we're doing both of those.
Okay. Is there a side dish that
everybody would love?
Is it knock your socks off kind
of side? Yeah, the turkey, the cranberry mold in our turkey mold.
Yeah.
That's really pretty.
Yeah.
Shimmering red cranberry jelly in a mold. That's
the
shape of a turkey.
And all these recipes are on your website.
Oh, yes.
Right? So you can find, everyone can find.
And in our books.
All of these recipes and in the books. I am told that you are about to put out your 100th cookbook?
Oh, that'll be in, no, that we just finished our 92nd. Our 93rd comes out in January.
Okay.
And then we're working on the last seven now.
So you're planned that far ahead.
Yeah, we have to.
Wow, that's amazing.
Yeah, you have to plan.
That's got to be some sort of unprecedented,
it
I would
is,
say.
Yeah. It is, they say.
How do you come up with new ideas and new...
Oh, it's not hard. There are lots of voids out there.
Yeah.
Uh-oh,
You probably get ideas from people, like at the demo that you've done today.
Oh, sure. I get ideas everywhere.
Yeah. Well, we had Snoop Dogg on our morning show about 2 weeks ago. Couldn't have been more delightful.
Yeah.
He's such a wonderful person. He spent a pretty huge amount of that time gloating about how much he loves Martha Stewart.
Oh, how nice.
He just could not have been more complimentary. And when I walked in, I saw a cardboard cutout of you and Snoop together. So I'm guessing the feeling is mutual.
Oh, it is. And we're just starting our filming our third season in 2 months.
What is the appeal, do you think? This is the odd couple that nobody ever thought would be.
It's a juxtaposition of two very different cultures, and it works because we both have things that we can teach each other, and we both have things that we can learn from each other. So I think it makes it really interesting, and we have fun.
Yeah. What's one thing that you learned from Snoop?
How to cut up the bacon into 2-inch pieces so that when you cook it, it comes nice and curly, and you can put it on your sandwiches and your bacon, lettuce, and tomato, and it doesn't all fall out, and you don't have to bite through a big piece of bacon.
That's great. It's so nice to see you. Thank you
Thank
very
you.
Much.